Are you on Wi-Fi?
Okay, you're on.
Oh, I wonder if Jay had it, like, reboot the whole thing.
Call the meeting to order. We'll start with approving the minutes from last time. Approve minutes? There you go. All right. Discussion? Oh, wait, we need a second.
I guess that's Brenda.
Okay. Yeah. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And we will move right into resolution. Well, first, for the record, welcome, Brenda.
Thank you.
We look forward to you being with us, contributing to the committee, and do some good work together. So, we will start with.
Can you move that question?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. We will start with resolution 384, amending the 2019 budget. Capital Improvements Program, established capital project at the Department of Social Services for some restoration there. I guess they're working on the basement?
Yeah, so...
You want me to move it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can open. I'm sorry.
That sounds good. Move it.
Second.
There we go.
Okay.
I think a little over a decade, maybe 15 years ago, they had an issue with water infiltrating the slabs in this part of the building. The social services building, right, that section is the only one that has a basement. If you go over, the BRC doesn't. So they had built basically on the slab 15 years ago. Now they're having another issue where water is infiltrating this portion of the slab, so they need to go in and
they're going to tear it all up, or they're going to repair it?
So
or
it's not
I think we need to get it engineered and then take a look at what the extent to having it done is.
Okay. So there is no crawl space, there's no, just a slab.
It's on slab.
So, there's quite a bit as far as the engineering costs go, so if it's just a slab, I thought they were going to do a study and see if there were cracks and see if they could divert water, but that seems extensive for, where are they looking to engineer other than maybe putting a French drain around it? Thank you.
Yeah. Tom will be at Public Works later on this evening. I know this is just for the engineering costs to figure out what exactly it is we need to do to repair so that we're not getting more water in the basement.
Is there a cost on that? There wasn't, right? It's just a... What is this for? There wasn't a cost on that, right?
Yeah. I thought it was a million.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going back because I was...
31,000.
Yeah, 31,000.
Right. This is just the engineering.
Yep. Okay.
Did they have mold problems and everything with all the waste with the?
I'm not sure if they've really had mold issues down there. I know that it's been moist in the past, but I think that they've done quite a bit of work. If you've ever been down there, it's not the greatest space. Mm-hmm. And they've been battling it for a long time as far as getting, making it. We also have nice conference spaces down there. But making sure that the water actually isn't penetrating. I actually don't think that there is mold. I don't think that overall moisture is the issue as opposed to it just kind of flooding, especially when it rains heavily.
Okay. Coming in from outside. We have that with our office because they poured a slab, then they just kind of put the building there.
Correct.
Which doesn't make any sense at all. So the water actually comes in between the wood and the concrete.
I don't think it's the same issue as Town Hall, like Town of Ulster Hall, where they have their basement and then they're having mold issues.
You don't have a big DEP leaky pipe under there like they do in the middle of my district, right? Yeah. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's terrible. Well, they're fixing that stuff. But. Alrighty.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more answers after this engineering study.
Okay. Thank you.
Alright, all in favor?
Aye.
got to go to Public Works and Waste
Management. Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to resolution 386, approving the execution of contract next to $50,000 with the Catholic Charities of Arne Sullivan and Ulster. Oop.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Do we have a second?
Second.
There we go.
So this went out to RFP. This is our warming center. Catholic Charities is who ran the warming center last winter. We had it open a lot more than we actually didn't have it open. So just for background, so everyone's aware, we've had a warming shelter in this county for, I want to say, 5, 6, 7 years. Mm-hmm. We did it when it was a voluntary program. Then the governor came out and did what's called Code Blue, which requires any time it gets below 32 degrees, we have to open up the warming shelter. Mm-hmm. This is typically for individuals who are homeless, who will not present themselves for any other services because they either do not want to comply with some of the shelter's prohibitions on substance abuse or other things. These are folks that really, they don't want services from social services, and but we have a obligation to provide something for them when it gets to below a certain degrees. It's also 100% reimbursable by the state. Right. So we provide, we did the RFP. We thought this year we'd get a little bit of a broader, more people that would submit on proposals. We still only got Catholic Charities.
Wow.
For whatever reason. We had a couple of other organizations that showed interest and then never submitted a proposal. But we were happy with the way they ran it. We weren't thrilled with the location of the warming center last year. Mm-hmm. Last year we were kind of behind. Basically, it used to be at the Clinton Avenue Methodist Church.
Okay.
They renovated that church and closed for last year and then reopened it in a way that wasn't available to us. So we were told pretty late last year that we weren't going to be able to use the church. Mm-hmm. We kind of scrambled, found a location, one location that was down more towards the Rondout. The city said that it wasn't zoned for that location. Mm-hmm. And so we had to then go to the AME Church, which is over by our probation department. It was not really ADA compliant. There was some issues with the, had some systems that were a little antiquated. It got us through that one winter, but we are now looking at some other locations, and we're trying to get this in place now in September so that when Thanksgiving, November comes around and it's time to open the warming center, we're a little bit further
along
than we were last year.
How many people did you want to accommodate? Do you feel that you...
I think they had an average of somewhere between 15 and 25, just depending on the night, last year, every night. So it was quite a few individuals. It wasn't always the same individuals, but mostly. Honestly, some of the folks that were at one point in the encampment over by the traffic circle, they would come into the warming center when it got really bad because they wouldn't be at the encampment. Now they're no longer there for various reasons. There was only one person left after the incident of a month ago, and we got that person's services. They were finally willing to talk to our social services department, and we got that individual into a hotel or a motel. But and then we kind of cleared out the area with trees so that there was a little bit more visibility down there. So probably won't be those same individuals.
I know. I work at Kingston Hospital, and my kind used to always put the in our website at the hospital that we had patients that they were warming patients for them.
We do,
which is good.
Yeah, we do the Code Blue announcements every time it gets below 32 degrees. Mm-hmm. Our Office of Emergency Management puts out something. DSS.
Good.
All law enforcement is made aware anywhere in the county. Law enforcement encounters someone who's out there, and it's that below that 32 degrees, they know where to bring them. So.
Good.
So where did you say this one was going to be?
We haven't 100% determined the location. I know there is a church that is uptown, midtown, that they've identified as a possibility. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And
it says 3 meals a day, so they don't close it during
it's
the day?
It's 3 meals a day when it's open, but again, it's only...
So it's a 24-hour
service? Not necessarily 24 hours. Okay. Sometimes they'll only be open... Mm-hmm. If they're open 24 hours, because for that full 24 hours it's below 32 degrees, they would provide 3 meals. A lot of time they're only open from like 10 p.m. till 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they would provide maybe a meal during that time. Coffee.
And there's no requirement for cooling shelters, huh? Because we had this discussion again. It got really hot for mm-hmm. a period of time, and there's no...
We did open up the county office building as a cooling shelter.
Oh, that was nice.
We did that when it was the hottest.
Mm-hmm.
A few people used it.
Okay.
Not as many as kind of the warmest.
Thank you.
Typically, I think, too, because... When it's hottest during the day, there's a lot of places that are open. You could go in the mall, you could go... I mean, there's places, but in a warming shelter, when it's the coldest at night, there's not a lot of places to go.
That's true.
And get out of the elements.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Good. So, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I got to run. Thank you all.
All right.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
You should drive.
I will drive. Run to my car and then drive.
Do you like this view?
So any old business or new business?
I mean, after our meeting with the Woodstock Apothecary last month, I am concerned about the expenses. You know, thinking that this would be an interesting program to take a look at, and this is the pharmaceutical management companies, mm-hmm. and you know, apparently they just pay a couple of dollars for prescriptions, but then turn around and bill insurance companies $30 or $40. So they are the ones, not the folks in need, or even the insurance companies, but these people are really riding the gravy train, and considering that they do our social service programs, our benefit programs, we must be spending millions unnecessarily. So, I mean, we sent out a letter,
mm-hmm.
But is there more that we could do? I do plan on bringing this up at Ways and Means, too, but...
we send it directly to the governor. I think the governor...
Yeah. You know, which is nice, but...
You mean with as far as how the county does business with them?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's it's a possibility. I have to learn more about that, exactly who we deal with and how much business we do. Do you think it's that much, though, huh?
Yeah. Iannetti. Iannetti? Not Iannucci. Iapposi.
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 Commissioner.
He did mention the three or four largest companies, and he said they do use them in the county, so.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to drop this, especially given the funds that are spent. If we're going to look at really streamlining and bringing government back where it should be so we can mm-hmm. provide real services for people without it going out to all the fluff.
Sure.
I don't think I want to let this go. It just bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not going where it should go.
Something that should be looked at a higher level as well. I don't understand how they can get away with, borderline committing. It's fraud essentially.
It is,
so
essentially.
Yeah, when they're
the price gouging or whatever you want to call it.
No, absolutely. Well, yeah. So. It's definitely something that has to be addressed. I had not heard of anything like that prior to the presentation last month. So, but if we as a county are doing business, then maybe gives us a little more leverage than to actually get something done. More so than writing a letter,
because mm-hmm.
Often those unfortunately land on somebody's desk and. Mm-hmm.
they'll look at it, glance at it, even if they look at it,
yeah.
You know, and nothing gets done. So, but yeah, no, that's something that would have been a good question for Mark too.
Are you going to have the director come in before our budget time to go over the DSS? Did you get that email from the chairwoman?
We should. No, I think that's a good idea. We've done that in the past, I believe. It doesn't always happen, but I know that.
Yeah,
it's something that we should definitely consider.
I mean, there might be something that he'd like us to consider, too.
Right.
That, you know, he's maybe, I don't know how comfortable he is, but he may have been pushed from, you know, somewhere else not to really go for it. There's been a couple of department heads that said, you know, gee, if I, and most of it's staff, most of it is personnel.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am a firm believer, in, especially with social services, if we're providing a service, then the caseworker should be doing home visits.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have enough of them to do that.
Yeah.
You know, that would eliminate fraud. And, you know, I had a friend years ago, she retired after 35 or 40 years with social services, but she goes, it was easy. If you go into a household with a single woman and some kids, and there's men's clothing all over, obviously somebody else is living there. So,
right.
You know, they would open that up, but... You know, which would then close some gaps, and perhaps we'd be able to offer more services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in early intervention for education, or you know, for the drug crisis.
But but there are required for those home visits. We have a county nurse generally, or people are even out of social services that have to. I don't know if it always happens, but it's
the
supposed to. But
caseworkers
right.
or nurses.
Well, definitely nurses. Caseworkers may be a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, these caseworkers are completely overloaded.
Yes, they are.
You know, they've got who knows how many cases. You know, hundreds, if not more. And yeah, without the you know, the time to actually get out there, I don't think it's done on purpose as much as it is for them. You know, not having the resources or the time available to do it. So, yeah, no, they definitely close some loopholes if they made their rounds, but it doesn't always happen. So, but, okay. Very good. Anything else?
Record time?
Yeah, no, we've actually been in and out in like less than 10 minutes before. I don't know if that's something we should be proud of, or but yeah, no, it's been pretty quick. Yeah, but that's good.
I was racing to get here, and like, there's only two resolutions.
Right. No, I know. It's the 75-mile round trip for me. But it's not bad.
Well, you can stay for public works if you want.
Yeah, I'm good. Actually, I'm looking forward to getting home and eating dinner at a decent hour. So.
Hanging out with
that's
the kids.
True.
Yeah.
They were up and running now. They must.
Oh yeah, no, they absolutely. Yeah they are. Yeah, they're
climbing. How old are they now?
They'll be 16 months. Oh wait, today is what the? Oh yeah, they're 16 months.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. They're climbing up on everything.
That's terrifying.
No, it really is. They don't climb up and sit on, like, the chair, like, normal. They've got to climb up and stand on it.
And then
sit on the arm of the chair with nothing behind. And you know that they don't realize how dangerous things are. Yeah, absolutely no fear.
Yeah.
And, like, rocking back and forth. And I'm freaking out
because I
want to put helmets on them. I really do. I want to put helmets because... Yeah, every time they fall and hit their head, I'm yelling. I'm like, oh, there goes honor roll.
Yeah.
But constantly, like they're constantly falling and hitting stuff. And but I guess it happens because I Google search how many times people can hit a hardwood floor, and apparently they're pretty resilient. So I'm hoping that stands true for our little guys as well.
Oh,
but
boy.
It's tough. It's tough to watch them get hurt too, but they do.
Sure.
They shake it off and
it's
they get over.
How a kiss on the head will fix everything.
Oh yeah, no, it does.
And then they're off and running. They
climb
back up on the chair.
It's important not to react because if they see you, like you're like, oh my god, and then they're like, oh my god, it's worse than it feels. So yeah, they have to freak out. And, but they're great. They're a lot of fun. So,
sure.
But. Yeah, now I get home before they're in bed, so that's good.
Oh, that's fun.
It is.
So should we make a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Yeah. Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good.